Also, a little advert for if you want to know more about this guy Jesus who died and rose again and what that means today and what Christians believe about that, we're going to be running Alpha on the 6th of May, Wednesday the 6th of May. We'd love you to come along. There's one of those in there as well, but there's also a few of these leaflets hanging around loose at the back. We'd love you to come along to listen and to ask questions, really, that's what it's about, at Alpha over the months of May and June. So that'd be fantastic if you want to come along to that. Few dates for your diary. Here's one. Tomorrow we're meeting over at Anne and David's place. If you don't know where that is, ask. We'll direct you. But we're meeting over there. Bank holiday Monday, 6th of May. That's wrong for a start. I keep meaning to change that. Tomorrow, basically. Tomorrow, 2:30, we're going for a long walk. Well, longish, shortish, a short walk. We're going there, and then there's a cream tea at 3:30. There's an Easter egg hunt, and that's all going on tomorrow. If you want to know more details, just ask at the door, or me, or anybody in the church that you know, and they'll direct you in the right way. So Easter egg hunt tomorrow. That's open to everybody. Just come along. There's Alpha, if you want to know more. Oh, okay. Most people have signed up, haven't they?
They're coming, they've signed, because I can't buy anything now.
That's true, they're not open today, are they?
People tell me that they're coming.
Yeah.
They're very welcome to come, but you'll have to share the
steps,
so I can't buy
anything else. That's fine, okay. So if you still want to come, just tip us off, that'd be good, and yeah, that'd be really good. Wellies for the wall, yeah, because it has been a bit damp. So there you go, okay. There's Alpha, don't forget about that. We're doing a little retreat day. If you want to spend time alone with God, we've got that coming up on the 25th of April. We're going to the Friars in Elsford. If you want to sign up, talk to me. Big church day out. Time is getting close now, and we need to sort of work out whether this is a runner or not. If you are definitely wanting to go, if it's on and you are going to go, then would you please contact Joe? Wave your arms, Joe. There's Joe. And just let her know, because we probably need to book up in the next couple of weeks. Can you confirm if you're interested in that? That would be great. There you go. And that's it, I think. That's all the details. Now, on Easter Sunday, it's traditional to respond. And the response is on the screen any second. Here you go. There you go. Okay, that's the response. I do the first bit, and you do the bit in bright green. Okay, you might want to stand for this. Do you want to stand? Here's the response. We might use this a few times and just catch you off guard. Here we go. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Yeah, that was pathetic. We're going to try that again. With feeling, folks, okay? Because this changes your life and mine. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Ah, you're warming up. Let's worship, shall we? And let's sing together. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son. Let's sing.
Raymond.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for Easter Sunday. Thank you for the hope that it brings to us. Thank you for an empty tomb. Thank you for a risen Saviour. Thank you for death defeated. Thank you for sins atoned for. Thank you for free pardon and grace. Thank you for a slate wiped clean and a future in you. Thank you for all that you give to us. Not because we deserve it, not because we've earned it, not because we've been good enough, but because you love us. Thank you for the resurrection. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you'd like to take a seat and let me remind you of that resurrection. Here's what happened. When they got to the place called Skull Hill, they crucified him. Along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. The people stood by watching, but the leaders laughed at him. He saved others, let him save himself. The soldiers also came up and they mocked him, making a game of it. They toasted him with sour wine. By now it was noon. The whole earth became dark. And that darkness lasted 3 hours while the sun's light faded. At 3 o'clock, Jesus, seeing that everything had been completed, said, I'm thirsty. So they offered him a sponge soaked in wine. And after he'd received his drink, Jesus said, It's done. It's finished. And with that, he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. With Pilate's permission, Joseph came and took the body away. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus at night, now came in broad daylight, carrying a mixture of myrrh and aloes. They took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen with the spices. There was a garden near that place where he was crucified, a garden with a new tomb in it that no one had ever been placed in. So they placed Jesus in that tomb. It was early morning, on the first day of the week. It was still dark. Mary came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She stood outside the tomb, weeping. They've taken my master, and I don't know where they've put him, she said. There was a man there, and he spoke to her. Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for? Not looking up, she thought it was the gardener. Sir, if you've moved his body, tell me where you've put it so that I can tend to him. The voice said, Mary. She turned towards him and she cried out in shock, Teacher! Jesus said to her, Go to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. So Mary went, telling the disciples the good news, I have seen the Lord. Hopefully today, 2,000 years later, that's going to make your heart beat a little bit faster as we celebrate what God has done among us. We're just going to see something on the screen for a moment and remember how Easter changes everything. stand together and celebrate all that has changed because Jesus is risen.
Happy day, you wash my pain.
Let's just respond again with those words. I think it's on the screen. Hang on, let's see if you get in the hang of this. A little response. There you go. Just to remind you, Christ is risen.
Hallelujah!
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Maybe you'd like to take a seat for a moment. And I brought along Eddie this morning, who is, as usual, because he had a late night, watching all the Bible stuff on BBC One and BBC Two. Have you seen all that stuff? There's loads of it. It's great. And they're all really good, actually. Catch up with the Ark, maybe, on iPlayer, or the Gospel of John was on this morning and finishes off tomorrow morning. So it gives you the whole story right from the beginning to the end. So have fun with that. But Eddie's around. But, of course, he's asleep because he's been watching iPlayer all the time. So you're going to have to wake him up, kids. You ready? Here we go. Wake up, Eddie, after three. One, two, three.
Wake up, Eddie.
That's just not going to do it. Let's give it another shot. After three. One, two, three. No, still not. We might have to get the adults involved, I think. Okay, after three, wake up, Eddie. One, two, three.
Wake up, Eddie!
Hey, hello, mate. Oh, you look a bit of a mess. Sort yourself out, for goodness sake. You've got bits of fluff on you and all sorts. There you go. How you doing? You're doing well. Excellent. What's new, Eddie? What's new? You got a new computer. Ooh, he's got a new computer. New computer. Okay, where is it? It's at your house. Okay. Has it got a big hard drive? Not very big. No. But very hard. What do you mean? You fell off your skateboard and bruised your knee. What? No, not that drive in your house, you numpty. Not that drive. Oh, never mind. Look. Has it got a mouse? It has. Yeah, what? There's a problem. What? It's dead. What do you mean it's dead? How could it? Why? How do you know it's dead? You keep putting cheese out and nothing happens. What? No, no. It's not working, is it? Is it a desktop or is it a laptop? It's a what? It's a floor top. What do you mean it's a floor top? A laptop that's fallen off your dad's knee. Oh, has he dropped it? Is that the problem? He's dropped it. Okay. Okay, so it's your dad. So has it got a floppy disk drive or what? Has it got a floppy disk? More of a slip disk. Yeah, what? Why? Because your dad tried to catch it. Okay, so he's done his back in trying to catch it and he dropped it on the floor. This is not a good start, is it, for a new laptop? There you go. Never mind. Do you know a lot about computers? I've got the impression you don't. Yeah, you do. You reckon you do. Okay, shall we test him? Shall we see how much he knows about computers? Let's give it a go. Here we go. Okay. Do you use the spreadsheet? Do you know about spreadsheets? You sleep on them? No, that's bed sheets. Yeah, I'd be embarrassed too if I were you, mate. No, not bed sheets, spreadsheets. You put numbers and formula in. Oh, never mind. Okay, let's try another one. Do you use the internet? You send emails. Fantastic. That's what? Only to boys. Emails only to boys. Why only to boys? What do you do about girls? Send she-mails. You're just taking a mick now, aren't you? It's not that funny. He thinks it is. But there you go. Okay. Now, anyway, what's your dad going to do about his broken computer? Now he's broken his computer. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's going to what? He's going to take it to a specialist to get it fixed, to get it put right. That's really good. That's what you need to do. And he's going to do what? He's going to follow that specialist's advice. Yeah, well, he needs to do that. A, not to drop it, but how to operate it. That's right. Because if you got something that's broken and you want to treat it right, you need someone to fix it and you need someone to tell you how it works. That's right. You know, a lot of the time, we're all a bit like your dad's computer. Yeah. We get broken in all sorts of ways. We make mistakes and we do things wrong and we operate wrong and all sorts of things go wrong and we're a bit like that. And the Bible says that when it's broken, you have to do exactly the same thing. When your life gets a little bit broken, you have to do exactly the right thing. You have to go to the person who's a specialist. Now, the person who's a specialist about how to fix broken things, oddly enough, is not a computer expert. It's not who it, do you know who it is? A specialist about surviving and doing wonderful things and living life a specialist who can defeat death and defy death. Do you know who that is? No, it's not Bruce Willis. It's not Bruce Willis. Despite all the Die Hard movies, it's not that. The person who can defy death and defy broken things is Jesus. And he can come and fix all sorts of stuff. Easter is all about that. Easter is the story of someone who came and fixed and starts to fix all the broken things. Not only in the world, but in our lives. And he starts in our lives. That's what he does. And that's what the resurrection is all about. It's about God starting to put right. And Jesus being this new, risen, different kind of person is the very first of, the Bible says, a whole load of us who are going to follow on from him. He's what's called the first fruit. And that's brilliant, isn't it? And we're going to be the second fruit. We're going to be the second apple on the tree. We're going to be one day like him. And that's how he fixes everything. It's fantastic, isn't it? So there you go. If you want someone to fix a problem, go to the expert. That's what you need to do. It's good. Okay, right. You need to get back to your iPlayer, don't you? Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll see you later. Do you want to say goodbye, Eddie?
Bye, Eddie.
There he goes. He's off. He's done a nosedive into his box. There we go. Okay. We're going to sing a new song this morning. Some of you might know it. Who knows See What a Morning by Townend and Getty and all that? What about three of you? Okay, you're going to need to sing up. Do we want to play a little bit on the... Have you got it on the video? We could play a little bit first and then you get a feeling for it. We'll do that. So just sit and watch and listen to the words for a second. And then the band are going to lead us off as we do it. We'll just play the verse and the chorus for you. Have a listen to this. Together and let's sing. It's a wonderful Easter, new Easter hymn about the resurrection. Let's sing.
Just maybe you'd like to take a seat for a
moment. Resurrection is all about life, life in all its fullness, and that God brings that to us and offers it to us. Step by step, we start to become like he is in his resurrection. And God promises to help us in that and puts his Holy Spirit inside of us to slowly change us step by step. Now, because Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday is all about life, we don't want to hang on to that ourselves. We want to give that life away. So our offering this morning is going to all those folks who suffered because of Cyclone Pam in Vanuatu. And you may have seen that on the news over the last month. And we're just going to give that offering to Tear Fund. Tear Fund have some partners over in Vanuatu who are helping out with those thousands of people who are now homeless. And this Easter will be sleeping in tents and in any accommodation really that relief agencies can give them. But we're going to provide water and accommodation and food and emergency help to those folks who are suffering this Easter time because of that cyclone. So that's where our offering is going. Let's take up an offering right now and let's spread some of that life beyond Godston. Okay, shall we pray? Let's pray for all the parts of the world that feel maybe a bit like a cold, dark tomb tonight, where it's dark and where there are problems and where death seems to reign. And let's pray they have the same experience that those disciples had on Easter Sunday, that suddenly light blazes and life comes unexpectedly and in a wonderful way. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we want to pray for our world today. May those who need a fresh start find hope in the message of the resurrection. May those who work in places as cold and dark as the tomb know that light and life and hope are here on Easter morning. May those troubled by death be joyful because of Christ. May those who need a miracle find one today and in what happened for them 2,000 years ago. So for the people of Vanuatu, after Cyclone Pam, we pray for the 3,300 people who lost their homes and in temporary accommodation right now. We thank you for Tear Fund, who are helping them, providing through their partners out there the basic needs of life in this disaster. We pray that our families and friends who may be struggling with cancer, old age or long-term illness, we pray for them that they will find a miracle today and in what happened 2,000 years ago. We pray for ourselves in our daily struggle to be the people that you called us to be. May we find a miracle today and in what happened for us 2,000 years ago. We pray for new beginnings, for new hope, for new power, not from ourselves, but from you. We pray for the real experience of Easter morning in our daily lives and for our world. We pray it today in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. 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 I thought I'd talk to you about a little fairy tale. Do you like fairy tales? Who doesn't like a good fairy tale? My daughter went just recently to see Cinderella, the new one, says it's very good. There you go. But I'm going to try you out on a little fairy tale and see if you can guess, kids, which fairy tale this is, okay? I'm going to describe it to you, and I want you to tell me which fairy tale it is. Here we go. You ready? Here's the story. Here's the plot. Once upon a time, because all good fairy tales start that way, don't they? Once upon a time, there was a prince. Ooh, could be any number now, couldn't it, really? There was a prince. His face was handsome, not unlike my own, of course. His face was handsome and his palace was pleasant. He had everything his heart could desire. But that was before the curse. You see, he became selfish and proud. And because of that, he fell under a terrible curse. Anybody got any ideas? Just stick your hand up. You've got some ideas so far. Okay, hang on to that, see if we're right. His life completely changed. A shadow fell on the castle and on the prince, and also in his heart. And when the darkness fell, he hid, secluded in his castle so that no one could see what he had become. And all he was left with was a glistening snout, a permanent bad hair day, and a very bad mood. Are you getting it? Anybody got it? Stick your hand up if you think you know what it is so far. How many people have got it so far? There's only Tiago. The rest of you don't watch enough Disney. You need to watch more Disney, folks. Here we go. I'll keep going. But all of that changed when the girl came. I wonder what would have happened to the beast if beauty had not arrived. Have you got it yet? Keep listening. Are you awake? Okay. Better yet, what would have happened if she hadn't cared? Who would have blamed her if she didn't care about him? He was such a beast. Hairy, drooling, roaring, defying. And she was such a beauty, stunningly gorgeous, contagiously kind. If ever two people lived up to their names, it was them. Do you know who they were?
Batman and Robin.
There are no types in this particular edition. There you go. Batman and Robin. So, but Freddie had it. Well done, Freddie. It's Beauty and the Beast. Did you get that, Tiago?
Yeah.
Good man. Excellent. Beauty and the Beast. If ever two people lived up to their names, it was them, wasn't it? Beauty and the Beast. Who would have blamed her if she hadn't have cared? But because she cared, because actually she loved him so much, she came back for him. And because Beauty loved the Beast became beautiful himself. I'll show you a little clip if you haven't got it so far. Here we go. Thanks, Andy. You have to put in your own. You're putting in your own sound effects there, which is quite impressive. Sorry, for some reason we didn't have sound, but yeah, isn't that wonderful? That's a lot of love stories. I'm sorry about the kissing, Tiago. Just, you can't go anywhere, can you, without that sort of thing happening? Did Mum and Dad do that? Oh. Do they? It's a lot of mums and dads do that. In fact, that's how a lot of mums and dads met. In fact, a lot of dads here were a lot hairier in a previous life. So it's just the way it goes. But there you go.
Don't give
that secret away, Phil. Excellent. So there you go. Isn't that wonderful? It's a beautiful little fairy tale, isn't it? But isn't it a shame that things like that don't happen in real life? Isn't that a shame? I wish real fairy tales became real. But you know, they do say, they say that fairy tales are always based on true stories. They always say that about fairy tales. Well, I think I've worked out what the true story is that Beauty and the Beast is based on. Here it is. Let me tell you the story again and see if you recognize it. Once upon a time, there was a world, and all the people in it were wonderful, and their world was perfect, and they had everything their hearts could desire. But that was before the curse. You see, they became selfish. And they became proud. And because of that, they fell under a terrible curse. And their life completely changed. A shadow fell on their world and on their heart. And when that shadow fell, they hid. They tried to hide what they had become. But nobody was really fooled. All they were left with was a broken world, and broken friendships, and broken lives. But all that changed when he came. He was everything that they were not. They were beasts, and he was beautiful. I wonder what would have happened to them if this beautiful person had not come. Better yet, what would have happened if he hadn't cared, if he hadn't loved them? Who would have blamed him if he hadn't? Because they were so, well, so beastly, so arrogant, so selfish. And he was such a beauty, impossibly perfect, contagiously kind. And if ever two people lived up to their names, it was us, and it was Jesus. Who would have blamed him if he hadn't cared? But he did care, and he showed them in incredible ways how much he did care. And because beauty loved the beast became more beautiful. And not only they changed, but their world started to change. And the good news is, this is not a fairy tale. The good news is that 2,000 years ago, the fairy tale became reality, and beauty came and rescued the beast. And because he changed us, everything can change. What if beauty had not come? What if beauty had not cared? We would still be beasts. But he did come, and everything has changed for us. That's the story of Easter. And that's the hope we have this Easter time. We're going to sing as we close. And we're going to sing a song called In Christ Alone. My hope is found. At the end of this service, we hope you'll take a little bag of hope home with you. They're at they're going to be at the door over there. Someone's just going to be there. And there's some little Easter eggs for the kids as well. Just to remind you of the hope that there is this day, that everything can change, and we can be transformed because he was transformed and defeated the curse that was on us. Isn't that wonderful news? Maybe you'd like to stand and let's put our hope in him.
you'll join us. Maybe grab one of those bags and an Easter egg if you're a visitor. It's just for visitors today, those folks who aren't regular. Nice try, you lot. But you might get an Easter egg. I think there are some... Oh, there's some donuts left, Dan. Whee! There are loads of donuts left, which are we'll transfer through to the hall. Is that all right? Take them through the hall. There's tea and coffee in the hall as well. The donuts, the Easter egg bag. There's a little bag of hope. Grab one of those, then go and grab. You won't want your dinner, will you? Let's be honest. But there you go. Okay, we're going to close. Let me close with a blessing on all of us this Easter time. May the God who put all things together and makes all things whole, who made a lasting mark through the sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice of blood that sealed an eternal covenant, who led Jesus, our great shepherd, up and alive from the dead. May he now put you together. May he now provide you with all the things that you need to please him. May he make us into what gives him most pleasure, by the means of the sacrifice of Jesus, our Messiah. All glory to Jesus, forever and for always. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Let's try it again without the stream. Christ is risen.